This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football!
Bouchel looks over the defense. Shane with the snap. Back to throw. Steps up the pocket. Going down the sidelines. Looking down there. And it is caught! Colin Johnson! Touchdown, Texas! Johnson fighting his way along the sideline against Derek Thomas and holds it in.
That was Craig Way with the call, Longhorn Sports Radio Network, as Texas beats Baylor 23-17. We said it was going to be a close game. They were coming off of a big win against Oklahoma. They had a bye week coming up after that. And this was primed for a little bit of a letdown, and there was a letdown. Plus, Baylor had played really well against the spread against Texas over the last 5 years. 4-1 ATS. That's against the spread for you kids out there. But Texas does, nevertheless, get a win in a week where two teams ahead of them in the standings, I'm sorry, four teams ahead of them in the standings lose. Ah, that's what happened. What a weekend in college football.
It was crazy.
2-6-7-8.
Gone.
All lose. All lose. Sam Ehlinger also losing in this one. He has a sprained shoulder, according to an MRI. Of course, they are off this week, so he does have some time. We will rendezvous back with this one next week as we're going to get more information. There's no new information on this yet in terms of his status moving forward. But with the week off, they're very hopeful that he can play next week. But Texas gets a win, 23-17, and they're gonna continue to rise in the polls, which is very, very good. Number 22, Texas A&M, Troy Hughes, with a big road win at South Carolina.
Second and goal from the four. Over the middle, touchdown Sternberger from Kellen Mond. Touchdown Aggies, they lead it 9-0.
Jay Sternberger with 145 yards receiving, Kellen Mond 353 yards passing, and a touchdown. A&M gets a road win 26-23 at South Carolina. They were 2.5-point favorite. You sweated this one out, at least I know I did.
Big road win.
A road win in the SEC ain't easy to come by. And South Carolina's always a tough place to play. Always a tough place to play. Yeah, I'll tap the brakes on the big road win.
Yeah.
How about that?
This was scary.
It was a little scary. The Aggies they're a good team. They're not a great team. They're in a first year with their head coach who has things going on the right track. I think most Aggie fans would say they're kind of on the right track going there. Mon's not a bad player. Travion Williams only had 78 yards rushing, which for him is like a horrible game. But they're behind LSU. They're behind Alabama in the SEC West. They might be behind Mississippi State too. So it's a tough, very, very tough division. All right. Let's get to some of the losers for the weekend, shall we?
Yeah.
This is a big weekend for upsets. I am counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 top 25 teams lost this weekend. Number 2, Georgia. They get worked.
Yes.
At number 13, LSU 36-16.
The Tigers begin to celebrate. They leave the sidelines. And Coach Ed Orgeron and the LSU Fighting Tigers, a signature win to say the very least, defeating the number 2 ranked Georgia Bulldogs in a big way this Saturday afternoon.
What's up with Jake Fromm, by the way? Thought he was the next. These are his passing yards for the season. 157, 194, 128. 260, 185, 276, 209.
Man.
This was the next.
Yeah, this was the next. He was a really solid player last
playing
year.
Less like a great college quarterback and more like Jake from State Farm. Don't you dare lay out on me, okay? There's been worse.
We are letting that we're letting that marinate. It's good. That's good stuff, man. I like that.
It was pretty decent.
I like that a lot. Now, look, a couple things from this game. First off, LSU gets fined $100,000 for fans rushing the field after the Georgia win. I don't mind fans rushing the field, but you're LSU. You're not like Vandy. If Vandy beats number two Georgia, rush the field.
Yeah.
You're LSU. You've got two national championships in the last 15 years. Georgia has zero in the last 38.
Yeah.
Like, simmer, you know? Like, simmer down on that one. Now, for Georgia, it's going to get a little testy. They likely now cannot lose again and get into the Final Four. They're going to play Alabama, barring an upset, in the SEC championship game. They cannot lose to Alabama, most likely, and still get in. There's going to be too many one-loss conference champs for that to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen for Georgia. So they may have to wind up winning. Now, they may very well. Tua Tags, he's got a little bit of an injury.
Yeah.
All right. He had a knee sprain, and then they say he's fine. But this was, he sprained the right knee during this game against Missouri, their win against Missouri. He went out to practice. He was a lot better than he was during the Arkansas game, which was last week. So we'll see what happens with Tua moving forward. But we're talking about the Heisman Trophy winner here.
Are you as in love with him as a prospect as since who can you remember? As a quarterback prospect.
Oh, man. I mean, Andrew Luck, he's not like, I'm not as in love with him as everybody was in love with Andrew Luck. You know, I mean, Andrew Luck, we were talking about Andrew for 3 years.
Yeah.
He's solid, though. He's got that, like, he's like Stafford, man, in college. Just terrific. Love this player. There's nothing not to like.
Yeah.
He's got a great arm. He's very accurate.
Yes.
And he's incredibly intelligent.
And he can run.
This is a triple threat player.
Yeah.
Troy, we said last week, weird things happen at night in Ames, Iowa, and weird things happen at night in Ames, Iowa.
Purdy out of the shotgun. Fakes the handoff to Nwangu. Steps up, fires to the left side, and a leaping catch and a cyclone touchdown to Shantae.
That was Iowa State Cyclones Radio with the call. Iowa State wins against number six and previously unbeaten West Virginia, 30-14. Will Greer.
This is a Derek Carr type game.
Are you ready for these numbers?
Yeah.
11 of 15, 100 yards passing. In college football, in the Big 12, he threw for 100 yards. His QBR was a 16. That is not going to get it done.
And it's weird. Like, I didn't watch this game, but I'm like, how were the attempts that low and the scoring? You'd think that West Virginia had like four turnovers. They only had one turnover.
Yeah.
One turnover. But 498 total yards for Iowa State. Oof. In this game. 498. 244 on the ground.
So that
T-O-P.
Was T-O-P. Top eight team. Number two that loses. Number seven, Washington, loses at Oregon 30-27. They had outscored Oregon by about 80 points over the last 2 years. They lose that game.
This was a fun game back and forth.
It was. Number eight, Penn State, loses to Michigan State 21-17. You say Sandler was there at this game?
Sandler was at that game.
Very cool. So Penn State loses that game. So that's opportunity there. Those teams lose in front of the Longhorns. Number 16, Miami falls to University of Virginia 16-13. Number 19, Colorado loses to unranked USC 31-20. And number 21, Auburn loses to your Lady Volunteers 30-24.
Oh, man. Were you all hyped up on that game?
Because I want the coach to get fired.
Has this coach been as big a disaster as you thought?
He's a disaster.
You guys are 3-3?
Yeah, he's a stabilizing disaster, though. So he's the guy before the guy.
Yeah.
He will stabilize the program, but he will never take them to the next level.
Okay.
You've got to have that stabilizer. He's the stabilizer.
You guys have Alabama next.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saturday, 2:30.
Yes.
Guess the spread.
The spread is I will not be watching.
Roy, guess.
34.
Fake fan. I'm going to say,
it's
35.
In Tennessee.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'll drop it down. 29.5.
Oh, it is 29.5 on the Dizot.
Wow.
Bam.
Wow.
Home field.
41-3.
Okay.
41-3. I don't know if you saw this, but Alabama finally played Dixieland Delight at home. Evidently, the university piped in crowd noise, okay, when they got to the blank Auburn. They piped in crowd noise so you could not hear them say blank Auburn. But it was a really cool scene to see. This week, it appears the state of Texas is taking this week off. There are two Big 12 games. Number 9 OU at TCU, Kansas at Texas Tech, UNT plays at UAB, SMU takes on Tulane. Everyone else in the state has the week off.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
Choppy's College Football Kegger right here with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
I've got one other college note. This is not college football. This is just college. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this? It appears Bill Self is in a world of trouble.
Oh, I saw this. I seen it.
Bill Self.
That's my boy. That's my boy, Bill Self.
Yeah, Bill Self is the head coach of the University of Kansas men's basketball team. He is Mr. February. They always play great in February.
Yeah.
And they kind of, you know.
Choke.
Yeah, sure. Well, there are text messages that show that he knew and he had communication with Adidas regarding paying of players. Former Adidas consultant. This is all in the hearing that's going on, the federal trial. TJ Gasnola testified earlier that he did not believe Self and his staff were aware that he was funneling about $90,000 to the mother of former player Billy Preston. But text messages show that Bill Self was aware. We've already seen NC State and Dennis Smith Jr. be implicated in this last week. We've seen stuff with Arizona and Sean Miller. And now Bill Self, this is not going to end well. And there was talk with Texas being involved with a player, Brian Bowen, where they offered to pay for some housing.
Is Arizona in trouble with Sean Miller?
I think Arizona's in trouble. I think Kansas is in trouble.
Because they paid Ayton.
Yeah, DeAndre Ayton.
That report came out,
that
right?
That report came out. There's a lot of these teams. Like, are they going to punish them all? Are they going to do? What are they going to do? Like, I want to know what they're going to wind up doing here, because this is going so deep in so many major college programs. Like, when you get Arizona in, that's one thing. You get Kansas.
Yeah. They're the Adidas school.
Yeah. Kansas is on that level. They're on that Kentucky, Duke, Carolina, Big Four level. There may be some other teams on there, but.
And didn't Roy's boy with his North Carolina shirt on today, Roy Williams, say, Roy Williams. I am appalled.
I'm appalled that this is even.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah. You,
this is stunning.
Are you kidding, Roy?
This is shocking. It's stunning.
Shocking. I mean, to a classic, you know, Southern Brick gentleman like Roy Williams, it's shocking.
Did you try to get into North Carolina?
Nah. Nah, I didn't.
Really?
You probably could
have,
right?
You probably could have with a 1,700 SAT.
Nah, I don't think so. Grades-wise, SAT was fine, but grades-wise.
What was your GPA?
Like a 3.1 maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, out of town, it would have been tough, and it would have been super expensive. Like, I didn't know what I wanted to do right out of high school to begin with, so I didn't figure wasting the money to go to a out-of-state university was a smart decision.
If you would have gotten into Duke, theoretically, would you have gone?
No.
Really?
Hell no.
Because of this. Excuse me. You probably would do the same thing with Florida.
Hell no.
But Florida ain't Duke.
Yeah.
Duke's like.
Good point.
This is like Ivy League almost, man.
Like, do you have any doubt? I hope his father would have cracked down and said, no, idiot, you are going to the amazing.
Disgusting. No way. No way. Oh,
yeah. You got a Duke.
Yeah, Florida Duke a little bit.
Yeah, you got a Duke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Florida's a great school, but it's not Duke. I mean, we're talking.
Is Florida a great school?
Yeah, it's one of those AAU, accredited,
I wonder how many people on the
research colleges.
They get into, they got into an amazing school, but you hate it because the rivalry, so you would never go.
I mean, look, I'm sure.
I would never tear it on my fan base.
I'm sure there are, Texas is a great school, but I'm sure there's plenty of Aggie and OU fans who would not let their.
You know, second thought, maybe
Texas.
I'd go and destroy it from within.
Yeah,
I'd go and destroy it from within.
So you'd be a lacrosse player. All right, when we come back,
allegedly, man, yeah, I feel bad for them kids.
They got drugged. All right,
they got lied about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.